what? He's pure, right? He's absolutely pure. No blemishes of any kind. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you're glad you're here tonight. It is 7:23. Maybe I should set the alarm on this thing, should I? 15 minutes and then it buzz off, you know. We know I'm finished, you know. 15 or 20 minutes here. Well, we've been talking about being a witness for the Lord, and we know that the first thing is, number one, Jesus said in Acts chapter, let's start there tonight, Acts 1. You see, a lot of times these first several chapters here in Acts, 10 or 11 chapters, you see a lot about them sharing the good news, the gospel. But we got to remember at first, you know, do we really want to be a Book of Acts church only? We want to continue on, amen? We want to see a lot of the things they saw and the miracles and so forth, but you got to remember the first, you know, 10 years or so, those first 10 chapters or so, they just thought the gospel was only to the Jews. They just thought, well, we'll get all these Jew people saved. Get them to Jesus. That was their thinking for a while until, of course, Peter had, you know, the vision on top of the housetop. Remember that? You know, and Cornelius comes knocking on the door, and Peter had his vision and let down in his sheet. He saw that. He saw in there. You know, I don't know if it came down on four corners or whatever. And he looked in there and God said, take and eat. And he said, oh, I've never had any unclean thing. I didn't eat the unclean stuff. And God said, don't call unclean what I've called clean. And it was time to take the gospel to the Gentiles, to all men, which is really, even under the old covenant, the children of Israel were supposed to be a light to all the nations. They were an example to them, and some of them did come in, and some of them did join them, not the whole, always the whole nation, but people did. Certain people came in, and they did come under that rule and get to know God, you know, and or came under that covenant with God. Hallelujah, that's important. Praise the Lord. Well, glory, Acts chapter 1, let's start there. Verse number 8 says this, but you shall receive what power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea, and all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. So first of all, we're to be a witness. I would say Jerusalem, we could say in your own home. Amen. How many think you should be a witness in your own home? People come visit you, you know, you still pray over your food, right? Amen. Even when they're sinners. I remember one time my sister brought somebody to our home with her. And she got upset. She didn't like the fact that we talked to her about Jesus. I said, well, Jesus happens to be Lord in my home. In our home, and we're not ashamed to talk about Jesus in our home. If somebody comes to our home or to our church, they're on our ground, right? And we should be happy to have them and unashamed to share Jesus and to, well, more than that, even to live our lives where we are an example of Him. You know, there was, some people not too far when we were first married. They would come over and we'd talk to them quite a bit. It was like this couple. But eventually they stopped coming over. They didn't want to be saved. But praise the Lord. We still planted the seed. So first in our home. Hallelujah. Jerusalem. Your Jerusalem. And then in Judea. Where would that be? Maybe your own city. Your hometown. St. Thomas. When you're out and about, we have opportunity to share Jesus. Amen. To smile, amen, there you go, and to be kind and to, you know, sometimes I think in this day and age, you know, if you just stood on the corner there for a while or out on the, you know, over there by Walmart for a while and you just smile, people probably be asking, well, what's going on? What are you smiling about? What are you so happy about? You seem really happy. Well, I am. Well, why are you so happy? Because Jesus is Lord. He has a plan for your life. He loves you. And I believe He'll save you if you'll ask Him to. Amen. How many can plant a seed? Tell them how you received Jesus into your life. Even if it was when you're a child. When I was a child, I gave my heart to God. I've lived for Him. I know Him. I'm here to let you know that you can know Him too. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we're here. So in our home, in our town, as we're moving about, and then what does He say? We'll be witnesses in Samaria. Maybe we could say all of Canada, or all of Ontario anyway. Amen. And then what? To the uttermost parts of the earth. Where's that? That's everywhere, isn't it? Hallelujah. Who wants to be a witness in your home? Number one. I know Jim's had people come in her home. God told her to have them come. Let them to Jesus in her home. Cast some devils out of them. got them at least to the place where they're going to heaven forever. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who's getting hungry to see some changed lives? Amen. We need to think about somebody besides ourselves, don't we? When we do that, we put our heart to God, and it should be out of the overflow of our relationship with Him, with the Holy Spirit. Because why? The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, will receive power to be a witness, but what does the Holy Spirit do? Didn't He say, I will, teach you, I'm going to guide you in all truth. I will receive of Him and reveal it to you. I'm going to show it to you who Jesus really is. I'm going to make Him known to you as never before. See, a lot of times we think, well, we need to, it would have been great, wouldn't it, to walk with Jesus. Well, that would be good. But we can walk with Jesus now through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many believe that? He's a good teacher. He's a good guide. He's a good helper. He's a great revealer of truth and who Jesus really is. How many know that Jesus is the healer? You know that, Brother Joe? Come on. Amen. He's your healer. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just saying that because I love Brother Joe. And he received a healing and he's still healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Even when symptoms come back, we know. We can resist. No, I received my healing. Devil, you're a liar. You take your bag of tricks and you go for me. Jesus is my healer. I worship you, Jesus. See, He becomes to you what you call Him. I worship you, Jesus. You are my healer. I don't know why I got off on that, but it was good anyway. Because we know Him. We know Him as what? Healer. Do you know Him? See, that's what the Holy Spirit is. He's the... As we pray in tongues, it does a lot of things. It doesn't just give us truth. The Holy Spirit does more than that. He makes it real on the inside of us, and we begin to walk in it, and He empowers us, to live it and to be that testimony for Him, that witness for Him. That's what a witness is, isn't it? Someone that saw something and talks about it, right? If there's a witness on the witness stand, if we were in the courtroom and we put somebody on the witness stand, don't you? Then what are they going to do? They're going to tell what they have seen and heard. What they saw, what they heard, what they observed has happened. So can we share? All of us can share what has happened to our life and what we have seen God do and who we know Him to be. Hallelujah. How many know that's just part of you? That's who you are. Amen. I know Joe would tell me when he was doing a lot of his customers when he was doing the PSW work. He was telling me different people he runs into. Hallelujah. Amen. just being a witness. Opportunities to share Jesus wherever we are. And a lot of times that's good. That's really good because it's part of that. Let's go to Romans 15:13. Oh boy, I took up. Did I take 10 minutes for that? Oh my goodness. Romans chapter 15. Let's go there for a minute. It's all right. Romans 15. Hallelujah. We're going to take it one step at a time. Verse 13 says this. It says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through" what? "The power of the Holy Spirit" or the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How many have the Holy Spirit in you? You can abound. See, sometimes we don't move on with God because we're not doing the fundamental things that He's called us to do. Prayer, the Word of God, yes, all of those things. But sometimes I think we forget that we're also to be a minister of reconciliation. That's part of every Christian's call. Everybody. We all know that we're called to do that. They're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We looked at that, I think, last week, but let's look at it again. But here, there's joy and peace, what? In believing what God said. You believe you're a minister of reconciliation. Can you reconcile someone back to God? And we're going to talk more as we go along how to do, you know, what's a good, what's some different ideas, some good things to do. And so let's just look at it real quick. Let's go over there to 2 Corinthians 5. Now, I've got more scriptures, a lot of more scriptures, but that's okay. Maybe we'll do it on a Sunday or something one time, too. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians chapter 5, let's start in verse 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation." Now here in the church, sometimes you hear some people, anybody, you ever hear anybody in the body of Christ? They say, "Well, I don't think I have a ministry." Well, right here, it says Jesus Christ, okay, by Jesus, he's reconciled us to himself and has given to us, that means all the believers who've been, if you've been, who's been reconciled to Jesus, you've been born again. Amen. Then you have the ministry of reconciliation. Oh, hallelujah. Talking about me too, and I ask God to forgive me, I should do more reconciling. I have had some, you know, and I've done some here, but I need to do a lot more. Amen. "To wit," or to know, "that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." In other words, that ministry. You have the word of God, right? You have the word. Come to Jesus. You can tell them, "God, for God so loved you, he gave his only one and only son," right? His only begotten son. "Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have" what? "Everlasting" or "eternal life." Hallelujah. Praise God. Really, we have everlasting life because we have a beginning, don't we? You and I, we were birthed somewhere. You were born again. That was really our true beginning. God, he's eternal. He doesn't have a beginning or end. But we do. But praise the Lord. We have everlasting life. "Now, when we are ambassador, now then," verse 20, we are, what, ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So now then we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. Well, what's an ambassador? That's a representative, right? We represent Jesus on this earth, you and I. And I know sometimes I don't think I haven't preached it enough. Yes, we're to be like Jesus. But there's a reason we're to be like Jesus. Because we are his representative. Represent Christ. Just like the moon reflects the glory of the sun, we reflect the glory of Jesus. We are to reflect that to the world. And we are to be ever ready to declare his goodness, his faithfulness, who he is. But what is it? You know, sometimes there's things in us. You know, we think, well, why am I not more concerned about the lost? Well, we need to intercede for them. We need to pray. We need to let God bring that in us more and more. Even though it's already our job, it's our ministry. But who thinks you should pray about your ministry? Amen. You should pray about that. Why? Because each one of us has different people in our life. Each one of us has certain assignment. He may give you an assignment toward one person. Or at least one at a time. But what if you're supposed to be somewhere for until somebody really gives their heart to God? So, well, I work at the McDonald's and the manager's really mean and he doesn't, you know, he's not kind to me, but God knows that you have the character and the ability to stay there and to continue to be a testimony to that person. And he asks you to stay there for 10 years while they're mean and ugly and nasty and not nice to you and they're not kind, but you're willing. You say, yeah, Lord, I'll stay there. I'll keep working there, even though I could do something else. But I'll say, you know, the Lord, of course, he'll take care of you. You know, he said, well, you don't make that much there, but he'll take care of you. If we'll trust him, amen. Hallelujah. This is Canada. Well, I don't know if you can work there and, you know, make enough, but you can. With God, he makes up a difference. Have you noticed that? He could take a dollar and stretch it further than you can, right? Anybody experience that or provide for you other ways? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just giving an example, but we have to realize that is our ministry, to be an ambassador, to be someone that can reconcile others to Christ. An ambassador is someone from one nation to another, isn't it? Where are we from? The kingdom of heaven. I remember I told a guy that one time. I used to go out every Friday night. I didn't go in the bar, but I would be at the bar, and there was a couple of bars there. People would come in and out, and we'd witness to them. And sometimes they'd drive up. And of course, you know, they're half saved, you know. And they'd take off. Oh, you've ruined our whole night. Because the conviction of God would touch someone when you share Jesus. I wasn't telling them not to go in. I didn't tell them anything about it. But God convicted them. You know, and so, but I had a guy come out one time. He says, well, how you doing tonight? Where are you from? I said, I'm here as a representative of the kingdom of heaven. Really? Well, I'm a Catholic. I said, I'm a priest. You met the right person. I'm a priest unto God. And I began to share with him about Jesus. His mother was Catholic. His father was a Baptist. It wasn't too long later. I talked to him a few different times up there. He wrote me a letter. I'd taken one of our tracts and got an address and sent me a letter. How I found the truth. I've given my heart to Jesus. Hallelujah. How many are glad? You know, it's not always, you know, you don't have to use tracts. Okay? That's not what the whole goal is of having a tract. The point of having a tract is to get someone's attention. And also to give them some information that they could take with them and read if they need to. But hey, how you doing tonight? Can I give you one of my pamphlets? you know, my name's Doug, and I'm just out talking about Jesus. I'd like to share Jesus with you. Would you be willing to listen to me? I'd like to just share just a few minutes, you know, how I gave my heart to Jesus. When I was a boy, I found out that Jesus was the Savior. I gave my heart to Him. And I began to live my life according to what the Bible says. And the Bible says that if we'll believe in our heart, confess with our mouth that Jesus is the Lord, that He'll become our Savior. He'll come in. He changes us. And He changed me. And I remember that when I was just a boy. By the time I was 10 years old, I realized, you know, the Bible says that the wages of sin was death, but God gives eternal life. And in the inside of me, I could sense God bringing life to me. And I realized I was changed. I wasn't anymore bound by things to do wrong. I didn't want to do wrong anymore, even though, you know, in my heart I didn't. I'm not saying I never sinned after that, but I didn't want to. My heart was up to pleasing God. I wanted to please God. I wanted to walk with Him and know Him. And you can know Him. It's very simple. The gospel is so simple, sometimes we miss it. It's just turning our heart to Him, saying, I need a Savior. I know that I'm a sinner. When we realize that sin has hurt God, and Jesus, God sent Jesus to make a way back to Himself. I mean, it's really pretty simple, isn't it? And if we will believe in our heart that God, that Jesus died on the cross for us, that He was buried in that tomb, and God raised Him from the dead, we can know Him. We can be saved. And, oh, would you like me to pray? Could I pray with you? You know, maybe they said, oh, I don't know if I want to receive Jesus. Would you like to receive Jesus?
Yeah.
Yo, you want to receive Jesus? Okay. Well, I'll pray with you. But let's say she said no. Oh, could I just say a prayer for you? Would that be okay? Oh, thank you so much. Father, I just thank you. I just pray that all those cobwebs, meaning the devil's, in her mind, you know, would just be wiped away, Father, and that she would come to know Jesus as her Savior. Amen. Bless her, Lord. Bless people. Hallelujah. Hardly anybody will ever refuse prayer. Anyway, I don't know why I got into that, but we're being ambassadors. That's our first call. That's God's desire, and there's a joy that comes with that, isn't there? We read there in Proverbs, because the Holy Spirit, is what righteousness, peace, when we believe. There's righteousness, peace, and joy in believing. Do we believe? Do we really believe? We're an ambassador. Do we really believe we have a ministry of reconciliation? Or were these just words? These are in the Bible. This is God speaking to us, right? Amen. I know we believe other things. Sometimes I'm not sure if we really believe we're a real ambassador. That means God flips the bill. It doesn't cost any money to talk to your neighbor. I think sometimes we think it takes a lot of money to win the world, but I think it just takes us going to our neighbor, each person. Amen. Or finding a friend, being a witness. Seeing somebody that needs Jesus and begin to pray, begin to believe God, begin to trust Him. Say, Lord, I need that ministry of reconciliation. Sometimes I do talk to Him like this. Lord, I haven't led someone in prayer to Jesus lately, and I'm sorry for that. Lord, I know I'm the one that needs to be there, but I need Your help, and He'll bring somebody. He'll bring people. Oh, and then there's also Christians, right, that are maybe they've fallen away from God. They need to come back to Jesus. And you can love them and care about them. It's more about our heart attitude than anything else. Amen. We don't want to say, well, would you like to come to Jesus? Then you can be as happy as me. Praise the Lord. You know, whatever you're afflicted with, I do not want sight unseen. You know. let your joy come forward, you know. And if you start laughing a little, and they say, well, what are you laughing about? Ah, oh, when you come to Jesus, you can be as happy as me. You know, people make fun of us. We need to just let God be our help. Amen. Praise the Lord. Am I over time? Yeah, I'm about right time. One more scripture real quick. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 11. Yeah, Proverbs 11:30. And then we'll pick up there next week. Proverbs 11:30. Says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Sometimes we're praying for wisdom. You want to be wise? Win souls. Amen. Amen. We can win some souls for Jesus. It says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. How many got good fruit in you? Did you know your fruit is not just for you? What are you going to do? Just love yourself? Have joy all by yourself? No, it's for other people, isn't it? You know, love, joy, peace, patience. It's not just for you. It's for others. When you get the peace of God, and everything's not so peaceful, they can come talk to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to stop right there. We'll pick up there next week. And move forward. God bless.